This is Radioactive International.
Have you heard this show? It totally rocks.
This show totally rocks.
And this show totally rocks. This is Radio Radioactive. My name is Derek Mouthpiece, and I am here every week to play punk rock, garage punk, garage rock and roll, stoner rock. If it rocks, I want it. And I want to play it for you. Anyways, let's do it.
It's an easy thing to do, remember, just to find the new, you see, Riley, shine these things. The last fight with one egg breaks sometimes. Either way, she's our mind. Sex objects. Sex objects. Sex objects that fall pretend. Sex objects. Sex objects.
I used to go into Road Records and order loads of stuff from America, and they could never get any of it. It was very hard to get at the time, so it was good 7 or 8 years ago. That was one of the only albums that they were ever actually able to get in. And I remember the excitement when I heard it was in. That was The Briefs with Sex Objects off of Sex Objects. I'm going to go ahead and dip into the wife's collection now. She is a great DJ for a Saturday night dance party. So last weekend, being a Saturday night dance party, I grabbed a few of her records, including this one, a bit of Joe Jackson from Look Sharp. And if you know the album, the cover, those shoes look well sharp. This has got the time. You know, a lot of people spend all their time telling you what is punk and what isn't. And usually, they're telling you most of what is punk isn't. I think everything's punk, especially the Go-Go's and Joe Jackson. But anyways, I digress. I'm going to keep in the wife's record collection. I know I played these guys last week as well, but come on. Great record, Snuff Said. This is Snuff with Another Girl.
Written on the back of my head. I got your number written.
on the back of my head. I got your number.
Can you believe that I still consider that vaguely punk rock? That one was dedicated to Gary Sloan, and last Objectors gig down in Wicklow, he played that in the car, and I think I was the only person, besides Gary, that knew who it was. Yay me. That was one of the wife's records. Sounds, what is it called? It's called The Sound of the City. It's from the 80s. You could put that record on and just play it, and everyone would think you were the greatest DJ on earth. But I'm done playing the wife's records. I'm going to play something of my own, quite literally. I mentioned the Objectors there. This is our radio debut. This is off our forthcoming cassette release. This is Say It Now. Let's go.
Shopkeeper, fisherman, or unemployed,
and comprehend from that view.
It's a bit Alice in Wonderland.
Talk about or perceive from that view.
It's a bit Alice in Wonderland.
Unbelievable. Irish
unemployed.
Talk about those are the facts.
And I love Ireland. Or surmise. Unbelievable. Comprehend.
No matter who you are. Shopkeeper, fisherman, or unemployed.
From that view.
And I love Ireland.
Unemployed.
Those are the facts.
Comprehend.
Unemployed.
The deeds are being called. The deeds are being called in.
By the Arts Council of Ireland.
Cocks.
Two.
Breasts.
But
work.
Economic implosion.
Ireland Incorporated.
The deeds are being, the deeds are being called.
Support.
The deeds are being called in. The deeds are being, the deeds are being called. The deeds are being called in.
The deeds are being called.
The deeds are being called.
Ireland Incorporated.
Art. Support Arts Team T.
The difference is we're Irish.
Oh dear, says
Pat. Work, child.
Unemployed.
Oh dear,
says Pat. Unemployed.
Unemployed.
We're Irish.
Two.
Breasts. fuck.
Work.
Economic implosion.
Ireland.
Oh dear,
work.
Dear, 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 dear,
dear, dear, dear,
dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear,
dear,
dear, dear,
dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear, dear,
the difference is, we're Irish.
Unemployed.
By the Arts Council of Ireland.
Cox.
Two.
Breasts.
Fuck.
Work.
Oh dear, 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 dear,
unemployed.
Support E. Arts. TNT.
The deeds are being called. The deeds are being called.
Work. Child.
Unemployed.
Work.
Child.
Oh dear,
unemployed.
Says
the deeds are being called in.
Work. Child.
By the Arts Council of Ireland.
Unemployed.
The deeds are being called. The deeds are being called in.
Unemployed. 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 Unemployed.
The deeds are being called in.
Unemployed.
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 Unemployed. Unemployed.
Unemployed. Unemployed. Unemployed.
We're Irish.
Unemployed. 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 Unemployed.
Unemployed.
Listen to radioactiveinternational.org with me, Dave Murphy, on All My Friends. That was Icona Pop from Sweden with I Love It. And as the lady was singing just there, I don't care, I love it. That if your head didn't explode or fly off during that song, I don't know. That's just, it's just absolutely awesome. It's an amazing song. They're from Sweden. Watch out for them. They're going to be absolutely massive. Tons and tons of punk attitude going on there. It's Brilliant. I'm going to change things slightly up now a little bit. A band from London in the UK called O, as in the French E-A-U-X, or as what we would say in Dublin, Gatox, for a gatto cake. So it's gatto or gatox. So if you're Irish, they're called ox. If you're from posh parts of England or even from France, they're O. And this is a song called Oi. It's got a bit more down-tempo in the dance music genre, so enjoy. Beast Patrol with a song called Disbeliever. Some nice flashes of Blondie throughout that song, and Debbie Harry. I'm going to move things on now in a similar kind of vibe. A band called Ceremony and a song called Everything Burns. A bit more spiky than the last. RadioactiveInternational.org with me, Dave Murphy, on All My Friends. That was Ceremony with a song called Everything Burns, taken from an album in a big city. Brilliant. That's all I can say. Just spiky, punchy, brilliant, libertines style kind of punk. Coming up now is a band called Hopewell. Hopewell, I originally heard about 6 or 7 years ago, actually a little bit longer, from around the time Mercury Rev, so it could be actually back about 10 years ago now, around about 2002. Hopewell was a side project by one of the lads out of Mercury Rev. Slightly different, but it's familiar to Mercury Rev fans, or that kind of sound that Mercury Rev have in particular. So I hope you enjoy. This is Hopewell and a song called The King and the Canary.
Oh,
was, as I said at the start of the song, that was Hopewell, with a song called The King and the Canary, and Hopewell are one of the members of Mercury Rev. I'm not too sure if it's Jonathan Donoghue or not. It's probably going to be a mighty gaff if I say it is Jonathan Donoghue, I'm not too sure. Well, just to let you know, all of the songs that we play this week on All My Friends, and all the songs I play every week on All My Friends, are available to download from my page on radioactiveinternational.org, and you can download them for free and listen to them separately. Unless you've been kind of on Mars this week or on the moon, you probably would have realised or would have heard that a band we played last week, featured last week, Death Grips, had a bit of a tiffle, a bit of a scrap with their record label, and in true kind of punk rock fashion, they stuck their two fingers up at the record label and leaked their album around the world. Following on from this, the record label and a few other people kind of tried to take down their website. They set up mirrors and did a WikiLeaks kind of thing and made the album available throughout the world, and still available now. It's actually available as a gift to everybody who wants to come to All My Friends on the radioactiveinternational.org website. It's on my page, so you can download the entire album from the page from this week's show, which is radioactiveinternational.org, and it's All My Friends number 3. Coming up now is the band with the best name of the week, for me anyhow, is Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and a song called Swim and Sleep Like a Shark.
In the mix with the baddest DJ.
Best soul music with Dave Smith.
Sound of soul, where soul rules, okay.
Soul rules, okay, soul rules, okay, soul rules, okay, soul rules.
Welcome to The Sound of Soul with me, Dave Smith. I shall be playing for you 1 hour of some of the greatest soul, funk and disco music. This is Radioactive International, and you're listening to me, Dave Smith, with The Sounds of Soul. 1 hour of some of the greatest jazz, funk, soul and disco music. And that was George Duke with a track called Reach Out. We will continue our journey to South Africa and Mr. Hugh Masekela. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome. This is Whatever You're Having on Radioactive International. For tonight's show, put together a pretty no-nonsense, straight-up mix of rock tunes. I've been listening to a lot of the shows that have been posted over the last few weeks, and I was thinking that there's a little, some serious rock action is kind of missing, so I thought I'd remedy that this week. So here's Roland's band doing Thin Lizzy.
For all you funky outlets out there, that was Marvin Gaye with Got to Give It Up when the people wore Earthlings wore clothes made out of tin foil and cling film. Those were very good days. All those broadcasts were basically sent to our planet, and we sucked them all in, and we adapted your customs, and basically people from Spudarchy look like 70s pimp daddies and girls with short shorts. That's just how we interpreted your Earth culture.
Well, it was kind of, I think one of the thing that was a big influence for me was when New York went out of control, and that was when I decided to come here. Warriors, yeah. But by the time we showed up, and we got the wrong country, Rudolph Giuliani was already in charge, and all the chaos had disappeared.
The wrong island,
yes, at the wrong time. So instead, we ended up here. But at least there's some potatoes. Cabra, Groovetown, Chalk, Juruti. That's where you're coming live and direct. I was going to say to you yesterday, funny thing, I like the great thing about the trousers in those days was you could take four strides before your trousers started following you. They were so big. There was a lot of material around those days. When it rained, it was bad because it was like walking inside two wet tents wrapped around your legs. No.
Neurotic.
What is the latest thing that's wrong with me? Neurotic. I don't know. I'll have to read it. Anxiety. I'm too scared. Oh, wait. I was going to tell you about something that happened to me yesterday. Anecdotal. Because somebody said we had a request for less for this show to be like late night review. Hi, I'm the man with the very big ears from Fermanagh. And we're going to talk about some... So, yeah, we're going to talk about a play. Well, I don't know if it worked for you. Faulkner, what did you think? Yeah, Jacinta, what did you actually... Well, I thought the characters were very wooden. I really couldn't get into it. Oh, the Abbey has disappointed me for quite some time now.
1900.
So we're not going to do the review, but we're going to do... And he asked for... we had a request for more about Port Leash pigs, but I can't remember. What do we say about Port Leash pigs? Last... Oh, yeah, yeah. But what was the Port Leash pig story?
Techno cows.
Oh, in Port Leash, yeah. Of course, we got that. Yeah, yeah, but we had crispy bacon and we got it all wrong. I can tell the story about how I killed a pig once, but let's not do that one. Yes, yeah, but that was different. That was in Kerry. It wasn't in Port Leash, with me bare hands. So I can eat a thing with impunity. Can I eat? I can eat? No, well, mostly black pudding with impunity. The story I was going to tell you about yesterday was I was walking past the Shelburne Hotel with an anarchist flag flying out of me, 8 foot tall, because in Spotter Key, we're all anarchists. We don't mess around with your shambolic democracy where you get your great leader to lie to get 66. In fact, I never got Peyton Sterling. In fact, exactly, yeah, Cavan. I'm talking about the Republic now. I'm not talking about Cavan. So apparently Calvin's not in the Republic, but that's another story. Your great leader is quite strange, I have to say. Yes, Il Duce, but maybe his days are numbered. But walking past the Shelburne, a maitre d' shows up, and he knocks on the window. He's all dressed in this really nice, and he looks like, and he couldn't possibly be a Bow supporter, but he got very excited with the red and black flag. And he says, "What's that for, man?" And I said, "It's for anarchism." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, that's cool." And he gave me that little fist pop. Out the window of the Shelburne Hotel. You can ask Malone and you can ask Ryan about this, because they were with me at the time. And then I says, "Well, you've got every reason to hate the rich because you served them every day." And he goes, "Yeah, but at least I get some money out of them." And I said, "You never get enough. So look us up." And I gave him the email address. Oh, no, the website address. Tell us more about fashions, because Crossfader, when you've taken over that body host, you've paid a lot of attention to the Earth People's fashions. Yeah, well, no, to the Earth People's fashions, I can tell. So tell us more about that and we'll queue up your record then.
The drainpipes, trousers are essential. Yellow t-shirt. There's things going on here. To actually find out what's going on here, you have to now pay for the Premier Rate line. If you hit the asterisk and the Apple key on your computer and take out your credit card and stick it into one of those USB ports at the side, we'll have all your money, and then we'll describe what we're doing right now in this studio with glittery kind of...
Yes, it's time for the live sex. Let's
okay, now I have to introduce the man who made the gallop jump out of them shoes. Your son, you may have slept without the clothes. Big things are going for the gallop shoes. I say, well, home on your clean, look like a queen. Tell your body coming like a fashion magazine. Boss and brother, are you tear the tag? Tell your body coming like a fashion catalog. Well, personality charming and cement and versatile. Sweet is body, a welcoming smile. Love the way your flex and even know your profile. That's fine from behind, you know, paper Frankenstein style.
Dry, silky earth, fine, full of sand, light in colour, trickles through small, grubby 4-year-old fingers. Good for making tracks with toy cars, you can smooth over the new roads when the surface is busy and start all over again. Under the swing where scuffing feet had pulverised the ground and removed the grass, I sang as I drew in the dirt with the wheels of my favourite, the three-wheeled bubble car. It was my favourite because it made three lines in the dust instead of two, and it was red. I always moved it in reverse, engine forwards, because this was the age of streamlining. Rockets and submarines and cars and speedboats and space vehicles that had to move through the atmosphere all obeyed this principle. So Messerschmitt surely put the sharp end first. In the long afternoons under the swing, I was totally and utterly happy. I was doing the two things that I've been doing ever since in one way or another, singing and drawing. I didn't know about Native Americans and how they sang themselves into trance and made elaborate geometric shapes representing their cosmology in sand.
I didn't know about synesthesia, Kandinsky, or the Theosophists. I didn't know about Rolf Harris.
You may think I'm a nitula, but this could be a hitula. Here we go. One-ula, two-ula, three-ula, four-ula, five-ula, six-ula, seven-ula, more-ula, eight-ula, nine-ula, ten-ula, 11-ula, 11-it-up, 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 boy.
Radioactive International.
Mike, have you ever eaten horse?
I have eaten horse, yes. I don't really remember it as being anything spectacular at all. It was just like a bit of meat, but it happened to be horse. So I can't say, yeah, it tasted like stables or something. It was just a bit of meat. And it was quite tender, I think. But I think that was more about the preparation and the cooking of it rather than what it actually was. So I've eaten ostrich. I've eaten, I think it's alligator you can eat. I've eaten that.
So that's a reptile.
It's a reptile.
I'm wondering, I mean, would you eat seahorses?
I draw the line at crunchy animal food, like grasshoppers or seahorses.
Have you eaten insects?
No. I draw the line. I wouldn't want to.
You wouldn't have chocolate-covered ants, or...?
No. I'd peel the chocolate off and eat the chocolate.
But you wouldn't eat the ant, or locusts. You apparently can fry those up.
You can eat locusts and stuff, can't you? Yeah, people do, but it just...
Not in your house.
And those videos that you see on YouTube or wherever of people eating...
Witchetty grubs.
Squid.
Would you go for a nice witchetty grub?
I've seen, yes, you pull them out of the tree.
Yeah, well, one guy can go down the other end and just blow it, and the other guy's out the other end of his mouth, and straight in. That's how the didgeridoo was born. Did you know that?
Mike actually composed a horse opera, and the music had lots of rhythm, and the horses were choreographed. And the only very strange thing about it was that one of the shows was a dinner and dance. So you'd come, you'd eat, presumably not horse, you'd then watch the sweaty beasts roll around, and also the horses, and then you'd have a little disco afterwards, which struck me as a rather bizarre form of entertainment. But hey, you know, you've got to do many things to make a buck, especially in the music business.
That looks exciting.
Billy. 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 Billy.
One question that often troubles music fans is the difficulty of liking music if you can't agree with the politics or the behaviour of the artist. I was challenged not too long ago when I read Beefheart Through the Eyes of Magic, which is the memoirs of John French, a.k.a. Drumbo, who played in the Magic Band up until the album that I'm about to play a cut from. And it's challenging reading because the captain had his ways of putting the musicians in an extraordinary place so that they would produce their extraordinary music. And his means involved a lot of mental torture and bullying and isolation. It's pretty amazing stuff. I know some people who say they can't listen to him at all since reading the book. I haven't had the same problem. So this is the last album John French played on. And it was only actually officially released this year. It's Bat Chain Puller. What I'm going to play is one of the demo versions that were circulated as bootlegs for over the decades. This is a tune called Ode to Alex. We'll be right back.
Cupid heart, Cupid heart, where will you go from here?
This is an American group who came out in the late 80s. They were called Hugo Largo. They had a very unusual lineup: two basses and a violin and a singer, and a very eccentric singer at that. Her voice is kind of nails on a blackboard to some and manna to others. There's a certain alchemical thing about when certain people get together, you know, they produce something that's far greater than the sum of the parts. And you'll often see this in bands, that not a single member of the band can produce a decent record by themselves, and the records they produce together are sublime. And that to me is kind of, it's kind of like lead into gold. Eno's Opel management and label backed Hugo Largo, and there's some promotional material from the time of their second album, Metal, where Eno is describing his idea of 21st century music. And, you know, obviously at the time, it was a very different time at the end of the 80s than now. And Eno was imagining that a very thoughtful and meditative and at the same time quite arresting music was the natural progression. So from the album Metal, this is Jungle Jim.
Radioactive International. If you'd like to be a DJ on the station, get in touch with us. info@radioactiveinternational.org. Hello, and you're very welcome to the Shabby Shuffle. My name is Wally, and you're listening to Radioactive International. Tonight's show is going to be dedicated to reggae, and particularly dub reggae. Most of the music is going to be from the 1970s, with the last couple of tracks from the noughties. I suppose I should talk a little bit about dub reggae, what exactly dub reggae is. Back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, when artists would be able to sort of scrape together money to record a record, they often didn't have enough to record a second song. So what they did instead was just pull out the vocal, and they'd have an instrumental version on the flip side of their 7-inch record, ready to go to the sound systems. And then what one sort of very creative producer known as King Tubby decided to do was to start to play around with this instrumental a little bit, and he sort of fade parts of the vocal back in, throw a lot of delay or echo onto them, and dub was formed, and has had a huge influence on reggae thereafter, and arguably on dance music and other forms of music as well. So many of the tracks tonight will feature either just the dub version or else the original version and the dub version. What they tended to do thereafter in the 70s, in particular in the UK, was they'd tack the two songs together. So you'd have the original version and the dub version stuck together and released as a disco 45, maybe one artist on one side and another on the other side. So the track I want to kick off with tonight, technically I guess isn't a dub track, but the production certainly is a dub style. If you listen to the music behind the vocal, I think very skillfully they're sort of
pulling in parts of the bass line and the drums and the horn sections very, very skillfully, I would say. The track is one of the most famous reggae tunes around, from 1982, from Sister Nancy. This is Bam Bam.
I think I'm a bam bam, the people with the arms of me can be a different style, different fashion, you know? Tell me, say one thing, Nancy, can't understand. One thing, Nancy, can't understand. One thing, they might talk about me ambition. Say one thing, they might talk about me ambition. Come and say some of them ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, ayo.
Still my favourite dub of all time, that's King Tubby with Empty Vessel Dub, which is a version of Prince Allah's Bucket Bottom. Both tracks were reissued in the 90s by on the Blood and Fire label. Empty Vessel Dub was on one of the dub compilations, and they in fact reissued the full album of Prince Allah's Only Love Can Conquer, which featured Bucket Bottom. So why is that my favourite? Well, I think the most important thing in any dub track is the drum and the bass line. If they work, if they click, it makes a great track. And then the playfulness of the dubs and the echoes and the whole lot over that just add to it. So for me, that's what draws me to dub. And in fact, I listen to dub a lot more than I listen to sort of straight roots reggae or any other form of reggae. And I think it must be said, one of the great virtues of dub is that we're spared the constant regurgitation of Rastafarian Old Testament nonsense, which I think 90% of reggae lyrics are just regurgitation of this stuff. So we're spared all that stuff when we listen to dub versions. So I think that's definitely another reason why I'm drawn to it. Okay, next track is another one with a great bass line, particularly on the dub section. This one is one of these tracks with the original and the dub stuck together. This is John Holt and the Aggravators, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. And stuck on at the end is the Aggravators, Find a Dub. And a really great dub bass line, I think.
As long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do, you'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about.
We'll move a little more up to date now. A track from Aswad from New Chapter of Dub. This one is not the most famous. The one that sort of takes all the attention is Dubfire, that everyone talks about. This one is the second track on the album, called Mika Flame. It's a dub version of Candles from the original New Chapter album. But another bass line that I really love, so much so that I actually borrowed it for one of my own tracks, which if you don't mind the indulgence, I'm going to play after this, so you can see what you think. Okay, Aswad, Mika Flame.
Candle burning in the night, I just like the child's light. Oh, we got to save it.
candle burning in the night, just like a child's life. We've got to save them.
Baseline borrowed from Aswad from Candles or from their dub Mika Flame. That was me or Java, if you like, and Dub Vela. The practice actually of borrowing music, in that case it was only the bassline, that the chords are different and so forth, but in reggae music it's because of the lax copyright laws that existed back in Jamaica, it was quite common for someone to release a record this week and next week to hear a new song with the same music but a new vocal, and this practice came to be known as rhythms, borrowing rhythms. The first track we played tonight was from Sister Nancy, Bam Bam, and this was based on a rhythm called Stalag, which was released maybe 20 or 30 times by different people with different vocal tracks sitting on top. So in reggae music, the practice of borrowing music or using previously released music and just putting a new vocal or a new rap or a new toast on top of it is quite prevalent. Okay, so that's about it for tonight. I'm a big fan of dub music. A lot of tonight's music was from the 70s, but there's a lot of interesting things happening, mixing dub and instrumental hip hop, sort of more up to date, and in fact also with techno in Germany, bands like Rhythm and Sound very successfully, I think, fused dub and techno music. So while I have three or four of those tracks earmarked to play, I'm going to keep them for a separate show, maybe, which I'll devote entirely to dub techno and music from Rhythm and Sound and similar artists. So the last track tonight is still very rootsy, but is up to date. It's from 2003, I think, a Japanese band or a Japanese duo. This is Stargaze from the Echo Flower System. And with this, I'll leave you for tonight and hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Radioactive International. If you'd like to be a DJ on the station, get in touch with us. info@radioactiveinternational.org.
This is Radioactive International.